Pretty much everything that's wrong with the modern world is encapsulated in Guy Verhofstadt's tweet. I know his name looks like Guy, but it's actually, the Flemish pronunciation is Guy. Guy Verhofstadt. So he's one of the top head honchos at the European Union, and he's calling for this, horror it is. So what's being proposed here is the merging of two continents, and for the Europeans on the European continent, that would spell oblivion. Usually when people approach these issues, they'll do so through a prism of race realism, and I can obviously see why, but that still doesn't address some of the core problems in the modern world. It still doesn't cut deep enough. You could stop the merging of the continents in a physical sense, but the core problem would still remain. In a Spenglerian cycle of history, we find ourselves in a stage of advanced decay. The culture phase, is where the civilization has dynamism and spirituality. We've moved past that and into the stage of science and rationalism, which breeds materialism, and with that the arrival of the moneylenders, like vultures being attracted to a dying wildebeest. As a spiritual life ebbs away, what is left is money. Money and arguing over money and how money is dished out. This is essentially what passes for politics today. And while the moneylenders dream of new ways to torment us and weaken us, we as Europeans find ourselves in the heart of a technocratic and financial horror which spans the globe. We're trapped inside it, and because all that matters to it is finding new markets and increasing its level of production, we will disappear and be replaced. That might be something horrible to us, but it's of no importance to the machine, and definitely not to the people controlling it. I did a post called Deep Fried Human Nuggets, and it was a little bit abstract, but I played around with the idea of chicken and the ability of people to produce and consume chicken as being the be-all and end-all of human affairs. All human affairs would be governed by that. Who had the most chicken and who had the least? What nation had the greatest potential for chicken consumption? And of course, it was axiomatic, a statement of absolute truth, that the more chicken meat a society had, the happier and more content it would be. Chicken is the ideal form of protein for the mass man of globalism. Easy and cheap to produce, and then it supplies mass man with energy so that he, her, zer, can carry on producing and consuming stuff for a bit longer. You see, it's the futility of it all that boggles my mind. Firstly, what does it really matter that the Chinese consume more stuff and make more stuff than us? Do you actually care that Chinese people are able to buy more Audis and iPhones than they could 30 years ago? I'm simply uninterested. And that's as things stand now, let alone being so concerned that I want to be part of Eurafrica. Haven't we got enough stuff already? I'm by most standards relatively poor, yet I have more material comforts than Henry VIII. The problem of solving basic needs, such as producing food and having access to warmth and clean water, was solved by Europeans at least 100 years ago. We produce so much junk we can hardly get rid of it all, and yet the modern world, the moneylenders and the elites of globalism keep autistically demanding that having more stuff will lead to more happiness for all. And it's just claptrap. What we need is an identity and a sense of being. We've never had so much stuff. Life in a material sense has never been so easy. And yet white men are killing themselves in record numbers and everybody is stressed and depressed. The rational, liberal mind, which simply sees individuals or economic units, has to then isolate each case because they're blind to the wider trends of society. Imagine a bear in a zoo. The bear has in material terms everything he could want. He gets fresh meat every day and water. He might even have a tree or a little area to run around in. Yet people still argue that keeping the bear in captivity is wrong. But why? Doesn't the bear have everything at once in a material sense? What they mean, of course, is that to genuinely be, the bear needs to be wandering over remote rocky mountains and fishing for salmon and icy streams. European men are suicidal because the liberal project removes our ability to be in a metaphysical sense. The role allotted to us is to be a replaceable unit within a larger unit within a wider economic system, which is itself part of a grid which spans the earth. I'm reminded of a post I saw by a liberal-minded person on the internet. He was complaining that nationalists have no right to make a claim on Mozart because he was just an individual. He was a genius, but just an individual. But all you have to do is look at Mozart's Wikipedia page and you can see that he was a product of a European culture, taught by European teachers, supported by Europeans to be European and submerged in a European place and time. In fact, there's hardly a better example of the European collective spirit manifesting itself in artistic form than the music of Mozart. Where does that manifest itself today? It doesn't. The people who control the culture know what they're doing. They know the dangers because they've seen it play out before in Germany. If Mozart brought forth an artistic expression of European spirit, then what was it that was brought forth in 1930s Germany? Well, peoplehood. The idea and ideal of the German people which lay in the hearts and minds of the German manifested itself in the material world. That's why they all look so happy in the photos before the war. It's a vision of self-actualizing, as Mozart's music is an actualizing of ideas of European beauty and spirit. But such thinking is the antithesis to rational, liberal and materialistic understandings of the world, to the vision of the world offered to us by dead-eyed zombies like Guy Verhofstadt and his handlers. In fact, such thinking is more like a religious or a spiritual way of seeing the world. And you'll notice I haven't really mentioned the African component of the Verhofstadt plan here at all, because it seems to me the real rot, the real plague, is the vision of European man as consumer unit and depressed shopaholic. Once you've accepted that, the rest, the diversity, the Africans, everything else, the speech codes, they're on their way anyway. This is the equivalent of, to complain about that is the equivalent of the bear gnawing at his cage bars. Our prison, our cage, is a psychological one. But the misty, dew-covered mountain is over there. All we have to do is climb it. I'll catch you later, folks.